Let me show you this on a better kind of scheme was explanation. You see here the liver, and this is George's liver. What happens with George's liver, he increased calorie intake, you increase de novo lipogenesis within George's liver, and you see here the fat started accumulating, more triglyceride, gets fatty liver, liver gets enlarged from fatty liver. Not everyone goes to NASH, but some people, they have this inflammatory process, and you start seeing these inflammatory cells getting activated and recruited. Now they're secreting cytokines for you. And you have this inflammatory response, we call it the inflammatory mellow in the liver, NASH, that leads to select cell activation, myofibroblasts, more fibrosis, eventually the liver gets to cirrhosis after the cell activation. Now let's look at options. This is the pathophysiology. This is what's called the FXR receptor. And here, the FXR receptor is a nuclear receptor. You see the bile acid in green came with the yellow one, which is activator, and remove the total pressor. The FXR receptor is a bile acid organizer, and regulating bile acid has a role too in lipid metabolism and glucose metabolism. So FXR agonists that target the receptor in the liver and the intestines have been shown that they reverse steatosis, fat, reverse inflammation, reverse fibrosis. So you will hear multiple talks about FXR agonists in the liver. Let's move to another target. PPARs receptors, the nuclear receptors, pioglitazone, this belongs to that family. So let's talk about the receptor. Again, you get a fatty liver here in George's liver. You have fat accumulation and you get more fat. One of the jobs for the PPI receptors, alpha delta, is to metabolize free fatty acids with the mitochondrial help. So if you have effective PPAR alpha delta, here it takes care of the free fatty acid, it processes them, it metabolizes them. However, if the PPAR alpha or delta or alpha and delta, they are defective, you see these free fatty acids not getting processed. They are now in the liver, getting stuck, causing more fatty liver, more fat accumulation, and then the inflammatory cascade that stimulate stellate cells and myofibroblasts and fibrosis. I want to show you another target. So there are multiple targets we can hit, but again, you start getting the fatty liver process, more fat triglyceride inflammation, and then the inflammatory cells get activated. And you see these two ligands, PPAR 2 and 5 receptors on inflammatory cells. What they do is they activate recruitment and activation of other cells. In this condition, this is a Kupffer cell that started maturing, as you can see. The Kupffer cell does not stop there. It says, hey, let's activate others and let's recruit these monocytes. And the monocytes now are getting on the recruited on the liver, turning into macrophages, and the other inflammatory cells, they keep secreting the cytokines. Again, you have this inflammatory mellow in the liver. You get more fibrosis over time, fibrosis while these processes are going, and you see cirrhosis eventually.